Blog Talk Radio.
Places, we welcome you to this wonderful talk show, Elevated Places, and our host is Dr. Ava Muhammad, who will not be with us tonight, but we still want you to join us on Elevated Places. I am her co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and we're live here on Elevated Places, and we welcome you once again back to Elevated Places, and we want you to go to blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces, blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces, or call in with your questions or comments to 347-324-5091. That's 347-324-5091. And you can also go to the website, and you can learn more about Dr. Ava's lectures and DVDs and tapes. You can go to avaspeaks.com. You'll find locations for her Twitter page and her Facebook page. And you can learn more about our wonderful host and the creator of this space called Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. And once again, she will not be with us tonight, but I am her co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and we want to thank everyone for coming again to this wonderful roundtable discussion on Elevated Places. And tonight, our topic is preparing for our exodus, developing righteous and sustainable communities, and this is part two. So we are preparing for our exodus as we are just coming off of 2 weeks from that wonderful crowning event of Black History Month, Savior's Day, where we heard a powerful and dynamic lecture by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's economic blueprint, Doing for Self. So we encourage everyone to go to noi.org/webcast and go and look at the lecture of Savior's Day, or go to store.finalcall.com and get your copy of that powerful lecture by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Shortly, we will be bringing on two special guests tonight that will be on the show, and we will be bringing them shortly. But we want to let everyone know to go and be on the lookout at finalcall.com, that we will be having more updates on Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as he is now in Belize. He is traveling in Belize. He has spoken on a talk show. He has spoken to young people. He has met with officials there in the country, and he's speaking also tomorrow night. So you want to make sure that you go to finalcall.com to get the latest update of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speaking in Belize. And also when he returns, he'll be also in this month, God willing, will be speaking at Tuskegee University and in Chicago. I think that's the 22nd of March and the 30th in Chicago. Just make sure that you stay tune for that, and callers, get queued up. I know some callers are already queuing up to be on the show. And once again, we're at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces, and you can call 347-324-5091. And once again, you're on Elevated Places. I am your host for this evening, Terrence Muhammad, with the absence of our wonderful sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the discussion for tonight. I'm not going to belabor the time. We have tonight with us two powerhouse, and I can't say this, but powerhouse brothers doing the work that the minister wants us to do. As you remember, last year, Minister Farrakhan was on a college tour, and he wanted young people to get into the field of agriculture and into the fields that were nation building. So we have a discussion tonight, preparing for our exodus, developing righteous, sustainable communities, part two. And our first guest, we have the Southwest Student Regional Minister, Brother Robert Muhammad. He is the Southwest Regional Representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and his sole purpose is to promote the religion of Islam as taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is the host of Connect the Dots Talk Show on Pacifica KPFT 90.1 FM every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30 p.m. He also has earned a BA in political science and currently a PhD student in the field of urban planning and environmental policy at the Texas Southern University Barbara Jordan McKinney Lindley School of Public Affairs. Brother Robert has appeared on numerous national television programs, including BET News, ABC's Nightline, Fox News, O'Reilly Factor, CNBC, Talking Politics with Chris Matthews, Court TV with the late attorney Johnny Cochran, as well as many other local television shows. So before we introduce our next guest, I just want to give the big greetings of Assalamu Alaikum to our student minister, Brother Robert Muhammad. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, and I've said a little prayer for Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad. For her not to be on the show, it must be storms, bombs, hurricanes, or something going on. So I did a little dua and asked Allah to bless her and to bless this show. And thank you, Brother Terrence, and assalamu alaikum to the listening audience.
Well, praise be to Allah. And our next powerhouse guest that we have on tonight is our brother Alexander Muhammad, the CEO and president of Eastern Design Home Builders. And Brother Alexander founded this organization in October 1995 and has a wealth of experience in the home building industry, as evidenced by his direct involvement with the construction of hundreds of homes in the Houston area. In addition, Brother Alexander is one of approximately 300 professional builders since 2004 to obtain the Graduate Master's Builder designation, identifying him as one of the industry's top professionals. This company has 10 years of building on average in the industry, and Brother Alexander has been a registered FOI for 20 years and stated, "For a long time, I have wanted our people to unite and build our own communities." And this brother, as we already know, is doing exactly that. So once again, I want to also welcome on to Elevated Places our dear brother, Brother Alexander, with the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, sir. And I'd like to thank you all and for having me on the show again. And I pray that Dr. Ava gets back to full strength and get back to her show and to her work. Thank you.
Well, praise be to Allah. We all are looking forward to her getting back well and healthy again and back to Elevated Places. But as I stated, you are on Elevated Places, and we want to make sure that you call in, and we're going to have this great, great discussion on Elevated Places. And callers, we will be coming to you, so please do not go anywhere. I know we have some queued up, but please do not go nowhere. And if you do want to call and ask a question or make a comment, you can call 347-324-5091. So I want to go ahead and start this conversation, Brother Alexander and Brother Robert, and with a basic question. In your particular fields of endeavors, in your professions or things that you do, how do you see your role in helping forward this mission and this speech that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan made this past February 24th on the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad Economic Blueprint? Where do you see your expertise and skills in helping develop that blueprint and that economic development with the skills that you both have? Where can you see that, you know, you are needed, or the areas that may be needed for our nation? Either one, you can start.
Well, I would say, this is Brother Alexander. I would say, besides helping to raise the millions of dollars to help the Honorable Louis Farrakhan to help us get farmland, I would like to build housing all over this nation, or even overseas. I do see, you know, having the expertise, you know, of building from ground up, that we do have engineers that are all across this nation who we can gather and come together and plan and organize to make the vision and the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad come true again. And at some point, we have to realize that America could not have grown the way it has grown without extreme organization and planning. And that sometimes in our community, we fail to lack a planning and understanding the importance of planning to make our first move. So shortly, I would just say that we have to build, and we should live close to one another so we can be able to help our families, and also with sustainable food. But I'll wait a little bit for that. But that's about it for now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Robert.
Yes, sir. I've been very prayerful, and I'm telling you, brother, my mind goes right to the Muslim program. And when I think about what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave us in Muhammad's Economic Blueprint, Ending Poverty and War, the keynote, the speech he gave at Savior's Day, there's no way to improve on that. What we have to do is to make it happen. His job is to tell us what to do. Our job is to make it happen with his guidance. And what's rested heavily on my heart is, you know, Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. And, you know, we have to learn to use it, you know, in its proper term. And right now, I just looked at it. I got a flash on my phone from CNN that 60,000 federal employees who guard the borders of America have been notified that they may be furloughed due to the spending cut. So if we just look at that, a country that can't secure its own borders certainly cannot secure us. So it is imperative for us now to prepare ourselves for an exodus by first mentally and spiritually making an exodus. Point I'm making and saying that, brother, and trying to connect these dots tied together, is that in reading the Muslim program of what the Muslims want, what the Muslims believe, we want freedom, we want justice, we want equality. Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to me, brother, they can't give that to us. That's not in their nature to give us freedom, to give us justice, and to give us equality. We can demand it because that's our right. And as Frederick Douglass said, power concedes nothing without a demand. If we don't make a demand, they won't concede anything. But it's not in their nature for them to give that to us, because in their DNA they remember what we have been battling with them over the last 6,000 years about, and that's dominance of this planet called Earth. it's up to us to give our own self freedom, our own self justice, and our own self equality. So, as Brother Alexander said, you know, it's going to require supreme wisdom, supreme organization, supreme planning, and supreme execution. We must be, the only way that we'll overcome racism, bigotry, xenophobia, is for us to be excellent in everything that we do. And so when you take the supreme wisdom of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, use it as a placenta to filter all of this world's knowledge, you can extract from it what we need for our own sustenance until we become a free and independent nation and come to birth. As well, Alexander is a master builder, but he has in the back of his head and in his mind, at the base of his mind, is Muhammad. And though I'm studying to have a PhD in urban planning and environmental policy, at the base of my head is Muhammad. And so I, as Mr. Farrakhan said, and Brother Alexander, and all of us who are in school right now or doing whatever we're doing, we're standing on the shoulders of this world's scholars, and we're to look beyond. And that's what we're attempting to do. So what Brother Alexander said in organizing, the civil engineers, the people who know real estate, the people who know finance, the people who know construction, the people who know surveying, the people who know how to do soil samples, doing bores of soil samples, geologists, you name it, environmentalists. We got everything in the nation. I guarantee you, if the minister allows us to put out a clarion call for all of these people, you'd be surprised who would show up in headpieces and bow ties and do this for our slave master's children right now. They do this for them, but they would love to do it for their nation.
Mm. So you all are giving me a lot of questions to ask. But before I forget, I just want to thank the both of you all for coming to the second year at Saviors Day on live Elevated Places at Chicago Saviors Day. And with that being said, we do not want to forget, and we want to recognize our Elevated Places contributor who also was on that panel and who is down in Brownwood, Georgia, working for a nation on a farm that was repurchased and that is producing vegetation for us as a people. I want to welcome on to the call as well as our brother, Dr. Ridgely. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam to everybody.
How you doing this evening?
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm doing fine, praise be to Allah. Very powerful brothers, very powerful statements.
Yes, sir. I want to go ahead straight to the call. There's a sister on that has been a guest on here before, and for her to be calling in tonight, it must be special. So I want to hear from her right quick and see what she has to say. So welcome to Elevated Places, Sister Warrior Woman.
Greetings. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sister.
I was calling because I want to know exactly where we're moving to in terms of the revolution for 2013. You know, I know we talk about separation and buying land and, you know, but has it ever come to your thoughts about some of this land still belongs to indigenous people?
Well, my answer is absolutely yes. And in fact, in my studies, my one of my committee persons on my dissertation committee is urging me to go and to study with our indigenous brothers and sisters on what they call the reservation. What the white man calls the reservation really is a treasure trove, because most of the minerals and everything that's needed is right there, and we can't go there as the minister said, with the white man's mentality. We have to go there to serve and help our brothers and sisters. That's why our lessons say, you know, at the time in the 1930s when Master Farah Muhammad asked him the question of what is the population of the original nation in the wilderness of North America, he said 17 million with the 2 million Indians. So we're not going anywhere or do anything without the express consent and unity of our indigenous brothers and sisters that they called the American Indian. Yes, sister, that's always on my mind. So I'm thinking about equity for us and equity for our Native American brothers and sisters so that we may move forward. A last point I'll make, the minister pointed out that, you know, we built over 60 towns when we were so-called emancipated. We built over 60 towns, and most of those 60 towns were actually built in so-called Indian territory. So our blood is mixed, our destiny is mixed, and now we must move forward together. We're not going anywhere without our Aboriginal brothers and sisters that they call the Native American. That's my answer.
That's good, because in 78, we keep talking about the first longest walk, where 75 to 90% of all natural resources left in this country is on indigenous so-called reservation land. And we talked about working with other international countries, other countries to see that. But, you know, the government is so wicked, you know, that it always divides and things like that. I just look forward to some real unity between the black and the red, and really Chicano people too, you know, they're indigenous too. But I'm glad about the talk about separation, because we have to do that. We have to leave that sickness of the white man and the master to, you know, who controls our thinking and our, even our talking, you know. That's it. I just wanted to wake everybody up, ready for the revolution.
As always, we love to hear from you, sister, and I will pass on the greetings to Dr. Ava Muhammad for you, and we are still in this struggle. We're still in this fight with you. We have not forgotten about you. So I want to thank our sister, Sister Warrior Woman. One of the things I did want to bring up that she just mentioned is this fact, you know, one of the ministers wants us to get into the mindset, and Sister Ava has been talking, you know, separation, as we are taught, you know, is the best and only solution to the problem that we have. And we do know that the minister, as we were watching him in Belize and as he went on his Caribbean tour, that the minister is not stopping from connecting us to the indigenous people throughout the country and throughout the world. And as we watched at Save It there, my brother Mikhail Michael from Canada, brother David down in the Caribbean, brother Hillary in London, and Sister Teresa in California, the nation is expanding, and we do remember the struggles of those that are indigenous on our country, and we will bond together. We first must do something for ourselves and must have that mentality of separating. So, you know, that makes me want to go, before I go to the next caller, back to Brother Alexander and Brother Robert. So when we talk about separation, what are some things that we need to start to mentally think about? Because black people don't believe that we can leave our quote-unquote slave master and the slave master's children and do something for ourselves. But what are those real tangible things? And I think, Brother Robert, you laid out a wonderful plan when you was on a call on the show before about how we need to survey the land, you know, if land is near water, or what it is in the setup of a community that we need to build. And, you know, Brother Alexander, what are those things that we're going to need to buy and have to actually start to build these homes, since you're a builder? Either one of you can go ahead and tackle this, of things that we need to start tangibly looking at to do.
Great, Brother Alexander.
Yes, sir. Well, I think one of the first things that I see, you know, from my daily talk to different people is that I think our spiritual heads need to teach more of separation, that we can do this. Some of us sometimes think that we can't, just like you said, Brother Terrence, but we really don't have no choice, because America, almost $17 trillion in debt, not including Medicare and Social Security. We don't have a future in America. And we can buy land with timber on it and cut that timber down and make it into dimensional lumber and get bricks from clay that's in the ground. Everything that we need, we can have from the ground, or we can get from the ground. But we have to teach on separation to make or at least enlighten our people on this is the only way out. Everything else we tried has failed. And if we speak on this every day in our daily talk, then I think it would make a change. I think some of us may be afraid, but I don't have that fear. I've been ready to separate. So I'm just ready to hear what the minister got to say in terms of what's our next move. And I can share, you know, some things that I've learned, but I'm ready.
All right. Yes, sir. I think we all are.
You know, brother, that what Dr. Ridgely and his wife represent to us in our nation, and that farmland in Georgia represents to our nation, and the farm in Michigan represents to our nation, is the idea of feeding yourself.
Right.
And then, of course, when you talk about wool from a sheep or cotton, you know, clothing yourself. And then you talk about what Bill Alexander was speaking about is building shelter for self. Food, clothing, shelter. We have to get in the mindset that milk does not come from the grocery store. It comes from cows. You know, that vegetables yes, don't come from the grocery store. It comes from back-breaking work that is so satisfying. So
right.
One of the things that Brother Alexander, when he talked about that spiritual thing, Brother Terrence, is that we've got to go and take what Minister Farrakhan said at Savior's Day and really drink it in, because he talked about the morality, if you will, teaching the morality of thrift and not being wasteful. So the first thing that we have to do is not talk outside of ourselves, but we have to look in. Because all this week, what I've been doing is every receipt or every dime that I spend or whatever, I've been looking at, and I realize how wasteful I have been this week. I'm asking Allah for forgiveness. I'm confessing to the family. But I've been wasteful. In some cases, eating out when I didn't need to eat out, and even when I ate out, could I have eaten at a place that was less expensive than take the difference of what I would have spent and what I actually spent and take that and throw that in that little coffee jar called my three-year economic plan jar that I got here at the house. Not just my loose change, but to take dollars, tens, twenties if I need to, and throw it in there just to show myself how much I waste. As a student minister, you know, beyond this week after I took my my comprehensive examination, is to get out with the brothers with that final call. Because the truth of the matter is if I cannot personally convince my brothers by my example and by my spirit to pick up that number one newspaper, that organ, to educate our people, then how the heck are we going to talk about building the nation if we can't move a newspaper? So I'm starting with the basics of what has to be done. Is one, myself becoming a better student and a better example. And when people say minister or student minister, in my mind, I have to translate minister into servant. I want to be a student servant. I want to learn, be in a constant mode of learning how to serve. And if we do that, brother, especially speaking on behalf of the student ministry class, if we be better stewards of the resources that God has deposited with us through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's efforts and Honorable Elijah Muhammad building this nation, people have come not to follow me. They've come to follow Minister Farrakhan to Elijah, who are going to take them to Master Prophet Muhammad, Allah himself. If I would just learn to get me out the way and be a better steward of the assets that God has sent me for his servant, then, brother, we'd be on the way. So Bill Alexander really hit it when he said teaching the spirituality of separation, you know. What is it? And let me make this point, and I thought I'm getting wound up now because look, brother, student enrollment. What is the student enrollment? If the student enrollment are the rules of Islam, and the student enrollment are the way that we get our X, then the student enrollment really is our immigration and naturalization test. That's how you become a citizen in the Nation of Islam. But if we don't begin thinking as sovereign nations, when a brother is on checkpoints, I just told you that CNN said they're laying off 60,000 border patrol people. Well, when a brother's on checkpoints, a brother don't, and a sister don't need to get an attitude about being on checkpoints. Don't they understand that they are NOI customs? In other words, you don't let anything in your nation that is harmful or forbidden by your nation. Or if a brother's on parking lot post, the lieutenant left me on parking lot post all night. Oh, come on, brother. Don't you understand you're the Coast Guard or the Border Patrol?
Jeez.
And the one who goes, the brother and sister that's walking up and down the aisle, you mean mugging and whatnot. Don't be mean mugging on people. Just understand that you're the highway patrol. Because what? You regulate traffic. And the investigator, when the minister hits a point, and the investigator's looking in the audience to see your reaction when he's teaching on adultery or stealing or smoking, he's the investigator because he's the NBI, the nation's Bureau of Investigation. You know? So we have to begin to think as a sovereign people. And that what Master Prophet Muhammad gave us and what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us is indeed a model of how a sovereign nation operates if we would just think of it and stop thinking club, organization, church, mosque. No, we got to begin thinking nation. So let me stop right there because I'll go on all night these 2 hours. And I'm fired up now.
Yes, sir.
Brother Richard.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dr. Richard.
You know, one of our problems in the nation is that we have so much information. And the brother brought five different points. But one point that he brought that stuck with me so importantly, I want to bring this back. Is that his personal accounting, he's taking personal accounting and accountability. In other words, he's taken the minister's remarks, his speech to heart, and has changed his behavior to the point that he's keeping up with every dime and nickel that he spends to make sure that he's not wasteful and realizing that he does have money that he can put aside to help build this nation. So to me, that was one of the most important points that Brother Minister Robert brought forth. That is, everyone has got to take personal accountability, personal accounting, and be stingy, like people call me, stingy. I don't know if I'm going to get his bubble gum or not. You know what I mean? Because who is it going to help? So we have to be that way, and that's what I find is one of the most important things that Brother Minister Robert said, is that personal accounting and personal accountability.
Okay. Y'all are sparking some wonderful questions that I want to get back to, but I think we have another caller. Brother Horatio, are you on the line? Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I was just calling in, brother. I just wanted to say a few points about the type of people that we have in the nation. We do have professional people in the nation that can do everything. You know, I'm a licensed civil engineer, as well as a general contractor and a home builder. And we have a lot of people that are ready to build a nation. In fact, that's why we joined the nation. When I joined the nation, I was already, an engineer. So it's very, I would say, in the last few years, been some very happy years of my life because I've been waiting for 20 years for us to get to the point where we can start using our skills to actually build a nation. And so, as Brother Robert and all of you all were saying, I just want to echo that we do have people that can deal, and we do have people that know how to do feasibility studies and site studies and look at the land as far as flood land and look at the layout of the land and see what's the best land for us to purchase. And also, I think another thing that happened with us is black people, we are afraid to make a step, you know, and after the Million Man March, 95 and in 1998, I had to step out. I was working for the federal government, one of those so-called good-paying jobs where I had job security. But after that Million Man March, I made up my mind that I was going to step out because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when you've been given a chance to go for self, go for self. So we've been in business since 1998, so I want to let the brothers and sisters know that we can eat. We have been paying our bills. We have been successful. So we have to, you know, but that's the first part you have to overcome because there is a fear factor when you start talking about doing for self. But once you step out on faith, you will see Allah will bless you, and you will have the freedom of movement. And I've learned a lot more by being free off of the job. I have over 24 years experience in building. And, you know, I've conversed with Brother Alexander a lot, Brother Lewis, as well as Brother Risley. And there are many other people that we can connect with that know all the things we need to do. And basically, you know, the bottom line is if we get rid of all of these false things, really all you need is food, clothing, and shelter. All this other stuff is stuff that we put on ourselves. So the land will give you all of that. So there's no need for us to be afraid. I think once we get, you know, away from the love that we have of this world, but Allah is going to help us with that because he's destroying this. So I don't think we should worry about it. We just need to move out on the plan, and Allah will work out the rest. But once we get rid of all of that stuff, brothers and sisters, you know, we will find that we will be happy, and we definitely have people that will come out of the woodworks that know how to do everything that we need.
That's right.
So that's all I wanted to add to my little 2 cents. And then I also have been saving my dimes and nickels and dollars, and I hope to do even more this year. So that's all I had to say.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you for your call. I will echo one of the things that he was saying is that, you know, it's a couple of things. You know, Minister Farrakhan was on one of his Twitter questions. Someone asked about investing in a 401k, and, you know, the minister said that, you know, the messenger taught that there's going to be this crash or this, can't remember, I forgot exactly how he said it, but the point is, you know, be careful of the investments that you make. That's the point. Be careful of investing in this world that's going
that's
down versus investing in God's world that he's trying to establish. So those lands that, you know, and I think, you know, when Brother Robert talked about the supreme wisdom and who causes the weather, and we know who does that. So the land that may not be getting the water or the blessings of Allah because of maybe the wickedness of this world that they're doing, give it to us. And we know that Allah will bless us to be productive and producing. And then, of course, you know, there are, like you said, there's skilled people out there know how to survey the land and get the right land. As I remember Brother Rockman saying, the messenger will call and tell him how to choose the right kind of land to get and which land was fertile for us to produce on. But I do believe, as you know, each one of you said, is believing and teach the spiritual teaching that we must do for self, and that we know that God will back us when we do go for self, as we've always heard that nowhere in the scriptures did God have his chosen people to integrate with his open enemy but to go free. So we have to make our exodus. And I want to bring back, come back to this discussion, but I want to let the callers know that you are on Elevated Places, the show with our sister Dr. Ava Muhammad, who's not able to be with us tonight, but we still want you to go to blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places, and you can call 347-324-5091. 347-324-5091. I'm going to grab one more call before we go for a break. I want to grab Sister Hamira. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Indeed, I'm pleased, and I'd like to say, family, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I do want to thank you, brothers, for carrying on in such a spiritual, professional manner and here, Sister Ava's not being there today. I am calling because I have two concerns. I have a comment, and I have a question. And one is to you, Brother Robert, and one is to you, Brother Risby. And one is, I want to commend the Nation of Islam for the tremendous job you're doing with the petition. And I do want to encourage you to continue to, you know, propagate that petition. But I also have a question regarding, in the future, is it possible the Nation of Islam will consider having a mid-year, somewhere in July when the Savior came, conference, to have a national conference to do a prioritization in terms of, I have political interests. I want to know, with the recent current event of the sequestration, you know what that's about, Brother Wright, the brother's been, the so-called illegal immigrants being returned, released from prison, correct? Brothers?
I'm sorry.
The sequestration?
Ask that question again, sister. Yes,
my question
sequestration.
Is, Right. I want to know, I commend you with the petition that you have going to have the president open up the files, but is it too late at this point to consider attaching an amendment to have the brothers that are in prison to return to Africa policy? The brothers that are in prison, the lifers, you know, those prisoners, non-violent prisoners, just to consider that. I wanted to know, would that be a bad plan at this time? And what would be a 25-year plan? I mean, if we stop paying taxes to this system to help the foreigners the message has given us, I just want to say that. And I thank you all. And I hope you understand my question.
I think I can understand part of your question. I think, let me take it like this. Yes, we have a petition to open up the files on the assassination of Malcolm X. And this is one thing that we have done, trying to clear the name of the nation and Minister Farrakhan. Now, on those other issues, we have to develop different means and methods to deal with those issues. And yes, Mr. Farrakhan has asked that we be given our prisoners so that we can use them to rebuild Africa, but we also need to use them right here in America to build our land, our businesses right here in America. So we must look at those issues as well.
I concur. You know, in many of the counties in Texas, particularly in Harris County, where Brother Alexander and I operate, they have juvenile probation and Harris County probation and parole. And many times they have the men out there and the young people out there, black and brown, who committed crimes in their own communities, going into places like Bel Air, Texas, and West University. These are high-rent districts. And cleaning up their kennels and doing work for them, picking up garbage in there. Ooh. Instead of cleaning up the communities, they messed up. So
right.
Along the lines of Brother Ridgely, if I take it back to what Mr. Farrakhan said to us during this keynote at Savings Day, yes, we need to help Africa and Central and South America and all that, but we can't help anybody until we first help ourselves. So one of the ways of building that template would be to take those that we are, that they would give to us, that would get community service time, those who are on probation, to come out and help us clean up our own communities or clear land or do the things that Brother Ridgely may need or Brother Alexander or any of us, in the way of cleaning up our communities, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, make your own neighborhood a decent place to live. That way you build this template, and from that template, then we'd be able to expand that and then make a righteous demand to the government, say, look, you broke, you can't feed, clothe, and shelter these brothers and sisters you got behind bars. Give them to us, and let us do something with them and make them into the model citizen that Mr. Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan has been able to do. And I believe that day is coming, because this country is flat broke. They just were afraid to tell you.
That's right. So we want to thank everyone for everything that's been said. We're getting ready to take a small commercial break, but when we come back, we'll go back to the callers. But you are listening to Elevated Places, and we want you to call 347-324-5091.
That God, through the prophet, tell the people again and again, and we've been told today, most of us are not going to see that God has really come until this country has been brought low. Until the white man has lost his power, then most of us will see. The lucky ones will see spiritually prior to that, and those are the ones who shall be hidden in the days of God's wrath, which will break out not long after Minister Farrakhan departs. And that's very soon.
For more information, or to order authorized lectures and seminars by Brother Jibril Muhammad, call 719-581-2136. That number again is 719-581-2136. Or email bjmhmd2000@earthlink.net.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Elevated Places. I'm here, Brother Terrence Muhammad. I am the co-host with Dr. Ava Muhammad, who is not able to be in tonight, but we want you to tune in. Call us at 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091, or listen to us on the web and other shows, previous shows, at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And tonight, our subject is preparing for our exodus, developing righteous, sustainable communities, part two. And we're blessed and we welcome our two guests, student minister Robert Muhammad and our brother Alexander Muhammad, the master builder. So we're having this discussion about land, about building. And I do want to say to the last caller, before we go right back into our callers, I do want to say that what she has mentioned outside of Savior's Day, I will say this to all those that are nine, quote-unquote, registered members, because we see all of you as our brothers and sisters, as members of the nation, is to go to your local mosque and inquire about activities they may be doing in their cities and how you can offer in this nation building. And stay tuned to hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his three-year economic plan and what he's going to announce. So stay tuned. Watch NOI.org every Sunday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, to learn more about what the nation is doing and also offer your services. And I will be remiss, please, as we just heard our brother Jabril talking about the time, Minister Farrakhan is on every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, at noi.org/thetime. And the subject which was given to him by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the time and what must be done. That, again, is the time and what must be done on noi.org/thetime. So we're thankful to our panelists, and I'm going to jump right back onto these callers and let them give us some more. So we're going to Brother Joseph. Welcome to Elevated Places. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's an honor, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother. I want to thank Allah, first of all, brother, for being on this line. And thank Allah for you all, the panel, Sister Ava, and the rest of the staff, brother. I just want to have a comment on Brother Alexandria, assalamu alaikum, soldier. Brother Rob, assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, sir. Assalamu alaikum,
sir. Yes, sir, brother. And I'm Brother Joseph Muhammad of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I have spoken with Brother Alexandria a few times. And as a brother, he's a contractor. I'm down here. I'm a subcontractor contractor in that same business. And like the brother was saying, brother, we must put our heads, our tools, our money, our nails and our helmets together that we can build this in the nation. And we got brothers and sisters all around the nation who have skills in engineering, blueprint reading, and many other construction of field. And I would like to, if it's possible, with you all and the rest of the nation, get together and put together that program and have a database of phone numbers and contact that we can contact each other on that information if that is possible. And I want to thank Allah again, brother, for being here, and may Allah continue to bless every one of you, every one of us, and inshallah, we'll be back on again. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Anybody want to make any comments?
I mean, the brothers, that's exactly what has to happen. The first thing, though, I want to make sure, as brother is saying, is this, that, you know, when I first started studying Islam, bro, I was 19 years old, I was in college, brother, and as a political science student, I just wanted to build a nation, you know, and the nation took a turn where it went. I had the blessing of meeting Mr. Farrakhan in 76, but at that time, in 1976, we had no idea he was going to rebuild the nation. But the effect of spending 2 days with him on my campus, even though he was under the imam at the time, brother, it changed my life. It altered my life in what he represented to me having grown up in New York and been under his voice all of those years, though I wasn't in the mosque. And so it's always been a longing in my heart to build a nation. But what is the first thing we got to do? Minister Farrakhan said the first thing that we all have to do, and this is honest, because, brother, you know, doing for self don't mean doing by yourself. This is sometimes a mistake that we make. We think, oh, doing for self means doing by yourself. No, it doesn't. It means pooling your resources. But the first thing Minister Farrakhan told us we've got to do in the Save the Day keynote is, he said, we got to look in the mirror too. And he said these words, so before we can achieve success, we must confront and overcome these self-destructive behaviors. So this is something that I'm doing. I'm turning inward first. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. And as Brother Ridgely said, that is the important thing. But once I've done that, you know, at that particular point now, it's time to build strength on strength and to take whatever skill I may bring to my nation, give it to my nation, and let go. And the key to it is this, is letting people run their lane. Get the hell out their way. Just because I'm the so-called student minister, I don't know everything. So it's not for me to tell Brother Alexander what to do because he knows what he knows. My job is to try to make straight a highway in the desert for our God. that's what it comes down to, man. It's nation time, but first we got to clean self up, and then we'll be able to help each other to build this mighty nation.
And I think one of the things that, Brother Rob, that you stated that is so clear that sometimes we forget is the study guides of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and the basis of those study guides is this. Self-improvement is the basis for community development. Where there's no self-development, there is no community development. So I can appreciate you saying, and Dr. Ridgely echoed you, that the first start is starting with self and starting to get yourself right, because you cannot collectively come together to save money if you're not saving money yourselves in your own lives. And if you're not taking care of your house or your home or watching your budget, then to have money of others, you will misspend that as well. So I appreciate that. And we have callers just calling in, wanting to speak to you and make comments. But I definitely got to go straight to the lines right now and bring on our wonderful brother, Dr. Salam. Dr. Salam, welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Well, alaikum salam, sir.
Did you say Dr. Ridgely was among us?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I see you.
Okay, and to your wonderful guest, this is really on point. The sister called in earlier and brought up about the Native Americans. Well, if you look at it, pretty much every state in the United States of America has an Indian or a sub-Indian name. So that land was taken. So everybody in this country who is not one of the indigenous people, a Native American is an undocumented alien, if you look at it that way. But Brother Long Walker and many of the others have aligned their thinking with the thinking of the nation, which is separation. But as a broken people, look how badly we are broken. We have more synonyms than any other people on this planet. We are black, we're African-American, we're colored, we're coons, we're niggers, we're Negroes. We really don't know what we are. But that's why a core or a nucleus has to be set in place. The origin of the core was Master Farad Muhammad Cumming, July 30th of 1929, wasn't it?
No, July 4th,
I'm sorry.
1930.
That was the beginning. And then he raised the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now sat in his seat by his permission and by Allah's permission is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We have everything we need except the unity that we need to move out on. And repairing us, we have to do that ourselves. And as the minister said in a lecture, I believe it was in 1995, a check alone is not reparations, but the transfer of requisite knowledge that will make us free and independent so we can go out on our own. But they're not going to do that for us. They're in the process of separating themselves. So the only program is the nation's program. And that's a hard pill for many to swallow, but you're either going to swallow it or try to digest it or get with it or fight it. Those are your solutions. But you can't fight truth with injustice. The only thing that makes justice is a righteous people, and that is being your natural self, which is an upright Muslim. So the nation program, again, as the brother said earlier, is the number one program is the Found Call newspaper, and from that we go from there. But we got land. All we need to do is get our minds focused on peace and harmony and living together. If you can just imagine your neighbors, our neighbors now, if you can look for, as people who you can leave your door open and go out of town to another country even and come back and everything is there. That's the type of community we can build when we separate. Thank you for letting me speak those words, and I'll continue to listen.
No, thank you, Brother Salam. Anybody, Brother Alexander, you have any words that you want to jump back in here?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to add, you know, what Brother Robert said in terms of we all have to look within and hold ourselves accountable to see what are we doing to hinder the progress of our own selves and our nation. And as I was thinking, and I listened to the lecture Minister Farrakhan did called We Must First Be Brothers, one day I was reading where, I think it was in the International Jew, where it was a Jew who said if a Gentile had a product that he needed and the Gentile was located across the street, he would rather go and buy from his Jewish brother overseas, even if it took 2 weeks, than to buy it from the Gentile. And I said, man, that's real brotherhood. So it taught me that the spiritual and the mental is stronger than the blood, because the Jew and Gentile are blood brothers. But if we don't look to see when we get this knowledge and we come into consciousness with the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, that we don't see each other as real brothers and not just look at it from, you know, well, this is my friend I grew up with. But at some point, this teaching should bring us to a higher calling and unite us, and that we will work with one another. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And can I add something here? Trying to tie some things together. You know, this working together, Mr. Farrakhan continues to lay out plans and strategies for us to do all that we talk about doing. In particular, he laid out the 9 ministries. Now,
right.
Brother Joseph mentioned that we need to be able to get together the different people who have different skills so they can know one another. Well, if we would institute those ministries, we in the Ministry of Agriculture, we have people from all over the country who we have on a conference call. We also have a conference. We had a conference at Savior's Day on the Sister spoke on July 4th. On July 4th, we bring people down to the farm for Founders Day. Well, we try to have events and opportunities for us to do things together and to know one another and to begin to work together. Everybody needs to get involved in a ministry and make that ministry work and not wait on someone else to give further instructions on that which has already been given to us. So the minister lays out to us what we need to do, and then we wait went around looking for further instructions. We have to provide those further instructions. We have to sit down. Planning means you sit down with some other people and you all talk about what it is you need or we need to do to implement what Mr. Farrakhan said we should be doing. That's planning. You sit down and you talk. What did Mr. Farrakhan say? How does it relate to me and what I'm doing in my career and my different skills and yours? What can we plan together to make this thing work for us, for him, and for ourselves? And then you go out and you make it happen, and then you report back what you did, not wait on somebody to tell you what to do. So, Lego.
Well, thanks a lot. Boy, y'all are sparking great conversations. So, once again, we are here, Elevated Places. The number is 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091. And, yes, this is the show, Elevated Places. When you usually hear Dr. Ava Muhammad, who's not here tonight, I'm her co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and we're going straight to the lines, and we're going to go to another powerhouse regular on Elevated Place. We're going to turn it over to our brother, Brother Lewis. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Terrence, you're doing an excellent job, brother. Real good work, all of you. How you doing, man?
Praise be to Allah. I'm great by the grace of Allah.
Yes, sir. As I was listening to the panel, in particular, our brother minister, Robert Muhammad, and he was talking about the difference in doing for self versus, I always say, do for selfishness versus for doing for self, which puts us in a category where we are claiming God, but really denying the power, as Dr. Ridgely just said a minute ago, because really separation and unity is the same coin, but just different positions and sides. And so being the victim of this diabolical, socially engineered idea of integration, to where integration is now rapidly giving birth to individualism, I think that what everyone is saying, and I think we should put a lot of emphasis on, is that we need to have think tank meetings regularly, Minister Robert, and we need to have a conference on how to separate, because we obviously understand these teachings differently, or we'd be more proactive. And I think that if we all could get together in a room, then if you were to come to Louisiana and visit, then maybe I could get the opportunity to show you what the opportunities are in Louisiana, what the challenges are in Louisiana, and we could dialogue around that. Or if I wanted to come to Texas or Georgia, then maybe we could have a point believer who's part of these nine ministries or a critical part of it, who could show you around, or people who want to move from Chicago back down south, we could begin to do it, because there's a substantial amount of people in the nation who already own land. And if they could connect through proper dialogue with Sister Ava, this is an excellent platform which you have, to where we can at least talk to one another, then the believers from up north could come down south. There are people who want to move to Georgia, Louisiana, but we need a forum to where we can help to create those opportunities. So I wanted to ask Minister Robert, and since Brother Alexander is there, what they thought about a conference for separation, or a conference on land literacy, maybe one in Texas and then one in Georgia, and I'd love to host one in Louisiana, and I'll just listen. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
As long as, Brother Lewis, I'm not getting ahead of our leader, I want to operate in the spirit of Brother Ridgely, Brother Dr. Ridgely. There are things we've been told and told and told and told, but we're not doing. So that which we've been told to do, we need to do that. And as long as what you're talking about doesn't get ahead of Minister Farrakhan, then I'm fine, because our protection is always in following him. So if we would have the mindset of what you're saying, I'm take everything that you're saying, put it in this crayon box, so that we can pick those colors out of there and color in and fill in those lines, so we can see that picture better. I'm for it. Let me put it like this: they say in planning that you should think globally and act locally. But in the Smart Growth Manual, where white people are really trying to understand that how urban sprawl and suburban sprawl is destroying the environment and building unsustainable communities, they say you should think globally, act locally, but plan regionally. And there's no coincidence that our Constitution is arranged like that. We have a national government, we have regional government. And so that is something that, that I will accept the challenge, and you didn't mean it in a challenge kind of way, but I think that that's something that needs to be done, brother, as I travel around our region and begin us to organize ourselves. But a lot of us got to think, come out of a box that we put ourselves in. And sometimes we use a good man's name to shield dirty religion, meaning we don't do nothing, and we blame the minister. You know, we're like when the master gave the man talents, and then when he came back to give it, well, you know, I buried it because you know you're a man who mm-hmm. reaps where you haven't sown. And he said, "You lazy, no good man." So what we got to do, some of us, and I'm not saying, I'm not projecting this out, I'm projecting this myself. There are things that I can do, I have not done. I've buried my own talents in my own doubt and disbelief and not let those talents out so that these beautiful assets that God has sent me to help Minister Farrakhan can be freed up so that we can begin to lay that base for that nation going forward. So the first thing I'm going to do is talk about me. But, yes, Brother Lewis, I think you're absolutely right, and it's past time. It's time to get busy. Brother Alexander, I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm alaikum. Well, I think we do need to, I think Dr. Ridley said it, you know, the nine ministries, we need to, I guess, open up to have deliberative dialogue and work these ministries. And those of us, we need to really get involved in not just maybe one or two or three of them, but we have to pick up the pace and make these things work. I know that, of course, I could do more myself in that area. But, you know, sometimes it does get a little stringent where you don't see your other brothers pulling in that way. And you say, man, you know, what did we do? What did we do right now? And I would love to do all those things. And if we just did it, you know, like Brother Robert just said, you know, you got the national, regional, and local. And carve out, you know, our exodus here, then most certainly in the other cities in the region will follow as well. So we do need to, unite and just make up our minds. What do we want to do? Do we want to stay with the enemy or we want to separate? We have to make a choice.
You know, may I ask something, Brother Terrence?
Go ahead. I'm going to ask y'all some questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, here's what I was so happy to see Brother Dr. Aleem at Savior's Day.
Yeah.
Because he helped facilitate, of course, the Atonement Commission and bringing to us deliberative dialogue,
mm-hmm.
which is based upon communicative action. Okay. Now here is where we have to learn the mizan or the balance. See, communicative action is that you dialogue until you come up with a consensus, and then you move forward.
That's
but
right.
The Nation of Islam is built as a straight-line military organization.
Hmm.
Now, in Jürgen Habermas's communicative action, you just dialogue until you finally reach the consensus, so it's kind of open-ended. The problem is in the nation is that a lot of us want to sit down and talk. The military straight line thinkers want to do. But the thing is sometimes we do without the talking, and sometimes we talk and we don't do the do, and we wind up doing nothing, or what we do is of no effect or don't bring back the fruits that it could bring back.
So what has to happen is that we have to find that balance between deliberative dialogue, but then we also have to understand that we have to reach a decision.
That's
and
right.
then we once we reach that decision, after everybody's expressed themselves, it has to be understood that once we reach that decision,
That's
man,
right.
we got to move out together.
That's right.
Whether you agreed or disagreed, and we
That's
finally
right.
Debated or discussed getting you to the point to understand this is how we got to, this is the consensus we've come to, brother. But sometimes we got to be very, 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 remember how the Quran operates. The Quran says that you should have counsel, shura, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Muhammad is told by God, yeah, consult with them. But after you decide, Muhammad, listen to what they got to say, but after you decide, move out on that.
Right.
So sometimes somebody got to make a decision and say, this is what we're about to do. And
That's
that
right.
offends some people. Some people get offended when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But after a certain time, okay, you express your opinion, now what? Mr. Farquhar listens to us all the time at his dinner table, and then after a while he says, no, this is what we're going to do. And what are you
right.
going to say? Well, you know, Bill Farquhar, well, no, you move out on that. If we don't learn in the absence of the minister, I listened to what Brother Jabril said very carefully in that so-called commercial. Man, that was a teaching in a teaching in a teaching. How will we operate as God's elect if we don't love one another and respect one another to let the brightest light among us in a given situation shine, regardless if it's a male or female, brand new Muslim, or old school, old head that's been around for 50 years. If we don't learn to put our best foot forward, we will not be here when he returns. I'll close with that. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Ooh, so let me just say this. Caller, we are coming to you, so please do not go away. And for anyone that wants to call in, we are at 347-324-5091. You are tuning in to Elevated Places. I'm the co-host to Dr. Ava Muhammad, who's not on tonight. I'm Brother Terrence Muhammad. But you set up, both of you just set up a question that's so profound that I think I want you to go deeper into. It may sound simplistic, but it has some layers of context that I want you to bring out. And it's one to you, Dr. Ridgely, and it's one to you, Brother Robert. Dr. Ridgely, for a person who is a spiritual teacher, but you're a practical teacher, there's meaning that there's science to putting seeds in the ground, what they're going to come up. You know, you have to be very mathematical about growing food. But one of the things that you said is that we have this discussion about more and more things, more and more. Somebody may need to grab their phone. We had these discussions about doing this, and doing this versus doing the first work that we was instructed to do. Because I keep hearing you say, Brother Ridgely, going back and doing the nine, you know, back to the nine ministries versus, you know, everybody trying to reinvent these new wheels or these new things, but we haven't done the first work that the minister has told us to do or even evaluated if that first work, you know, worked. And how much energy we have put in it, because, you know, this three-year economic savings plan is not something new, so why is he continues to bring this up? That I want you to speak on what it is and the benefit of doing that first work, Dr. Ridgely. Then I want to jump to you, Student Minister Brother Rob. From a spiritual context, we speak, and I hear you, and I thoroughly understand when you say we don't want to step ahead of Minister Farrakhan. But for those that are registered and some of our guests that may not understand, why do we wait on Minister Farrakhan before we make movements? Not that I don't understand, but I want us to be clear and you give a clear answer to why it's so important to follow the leader and wait on him before we make our moves. And either one of you can start on those questions.
Yeah, are you asking me questions so to see how good our memory is to try to remember the question?
Of course not, because I know y'all are scientists.
Okay, you know, the way I try to do things, Brother Terrence, the way I try to do things is this. Okay, I know that I have an assignment. I'm here at the farm, and I'm in the Ministry of Agriculture. So I know I have to do, plus I got papers to sell, which I do every week. Now, I know I got those 3 million things I have to do. Now, when the minister makes a speech and gives direction, what I listen for is my marching orders according to the framework that I'm moving in. And in other words, I have to do what I'm doing now, and now I got to add this to what I'm doing, and so I try to make sure that it fits in my time so I can do all of it but tie it together so that when I'm doing one, I'm also doing the other. So it's not a situation where I got to jump from what I'm doing and to jump into something else. I move into that based upon how that particular order fits in with my responsibility. So I'm always thinking in terms of when he gives a statement of what we need to do, I said, okay, now what do I need to do that along with my responsibilities? I mean, I must coordinate that command with my present command to make sure that when I'm doing one thing, I'm satisfying both things as much as possible. So it's not a matter of either or. It's a matter of, okay, how do I incorporate this into my movement to make sure that I get everything done? So that's how I handle that.
Great answer. Brother Robert.
I think it's very important, brother, that we understand that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us instructions. He gave Mr. Farrakhan instructions, and he gave us instructions. And this is why many times those who say they're the quote-unquote true followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad who criticize Minister Farrakhan, I always tell them the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave him instructions, and he gave you and me instructions. He told Minister Farrakhan that he was going away to study. He told him, don't change the teachings while I'm gone. He says, but if you don't, I'll come back and I'll reveal the new teachings through you. But he told us in the theology of time, all the rest of us, he said, when you see him, look at him. You know, where he tells you to go, go. Where he tells you to stay from, stay from. You know, when you see him, look at him. He says he would carry us across the lake or the river on his shoulders without dropping us in. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us orders, and he gave him orders. So Mr. Farrakhan's job is not to worry about where his place is in Scripture, but to make the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's great commission known, and Honorable Elijah Muhammad would make him known throughout the earth. He would make him known throughout the earth. He would represent him throughout the world, and he has done that. So my point, and I'm bringing that to you and saying this, is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said of Mr. Farrakhan, that they would set traps for him. He would spring them but never get caught in them. So what does that say? If we're on his shoulders and he's carrying us and he stepped into that bear trap, but it didn't spring, it sprung when he pulled his foot out, snap, but it didn't get him. But what about you and I? If we said, well, I didn't get on Parker's shoulders, let me run ahead of him. You run ahead of him, when that bear trap snaps, it's going to snap your leg. And many of the problems that we suffer in the nation is not because Minister Farrakhan, is because we have gone ahead of him. We've heard what he said, and we haven't worked, like Dr. Rizzi said, within the framework of where he put us. And we've gone ahead and gotten ourselves in some trouble because we didn't even realize that really was a trial and a test for us. You know, for a Muslim, brother, you know, the Quran says, oh, you believe, seek assistance through patience and prayer.
Right.
Ask yourself the question, why Allah put patience before prayer, brother.
Hmm.
That's mathematics. It's almost like a mathematical equation, an algebraic equation. There's certain things you do before you do. You know, you do your multiplication before you do your addition. You understand? You do what's in the parentheses or what's in the brackets before you do division. There's certain things you got to do in sequence. Otherwise, you might come out with the right answer, but you went about it wrong and you can never replicate what you did. So I'm saying to us this, Minister Farrakhan is a specially built human being. Last example, we're right now, as Warrior Woman, not Warrior Woman, but the sister pointed out about the petition of opening up the files for Malcolm X. I remember when Spike Lee was making his Malcolm X movie. I had every Malcolm X book there was on earth. I studied every Malcolm X video there was. Brother, I had a stack of books, maybe, I'm not exaggerating, 2 feet high. And I was going to go to the rostrum, and I was going to defend the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan against this lying slander that was going to be in this Malcolm movie. What did Minister Farrakhan do? He told all his ministers silence for 90 days.
Right.
Now, I'm going to give you a personal example of how a God-guided man will protect you.
I went to go with a small party of brothers. I went to a movie, a remote movie house, to go see Malcolm X. I didn't go with the big premiere where everybody could see me and the who's who was there. I went with just a few brothers, and we went literally in the matinee during the day. If Allah is my witness, brother, the local Fox network was waiting outside of the movie for me. First of all, how did they know I was there?
Go ahead.
And second of all, had not Minister Farrakhan silenced me, the brothers wouldn't have wished me out the side exit and took me away after the movie was over. But what were they trying to do? Stir us up so something could happen and get those guns on the street turned on us, or something happened to Spike Lee, and then they blame us again, and then we open up that wound again. And what did Mr. Farrakhan do? He silenced us till Black History Month, and then he set us loose again. But by that time, that movie had died out, and Home Alone 2 had taken over the number one spot. Because the brothers in New York started bootlegging the movie, and by that time, Spike and Warner Brothers had lost their shirt. Go ahead.
And Okay, let me get to this caller before I get started. Brother Malik, welcome to Elevated Places. Are you there, Brother Malik?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking up. No, it's still breaking up.
Still breaking up, yeah. How about right now? Is it good?
All right, keep it moving. Whatever you're doing, get closer to wherever you are.
You got a little forearm on your antenna, brother.
It's good.
We'll work with it. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I'm enjoying this conversation.
You're starting to break up again. Brother, I'm sorry. You're starting to break up again. Can you get in the position where you can, where we can hear you better?
Nope.
No, sir. You know, cell phones are kind of tricky.
Oh, wow, man. Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Yeah,
brother,
there you
clearly.
Go. Hold that spot right there. Go ahead.
Right there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Yeah, brother.
Say,
Bobby, you, man. That was
Oh, man, he need to put some aluminum foil on his antenna or something, man. Oh, come on, brother. I want to hear from him.
He was almost there, bro, Malik, and it went out again. No, do this, Brother Malik. We're almost out of time. Do this. We'll try to give you a few minutes if you call right back, if you can get in a better location. And I know when you call back in, just try to get in a better location. We got a few minutes, but hurry up and try to call back in.
All right. I want to emphasize that in the final call this week, they talk about that petition. And we want everybody to go to the final call and to the NOI.org to see where they can sign the petition for the opening up of the files so that we can close this down once and for all, because we know that the government is all up in there. They're the ones who's behind everything. And so it's very important that we show unity in demanding, no matter which way you love Malcolm or you love Mr. Farrakhan, tell everybody, sign this petition so we can force the government to open up the books.
That's right. And before I forget, and I know our conversation has been so good and we're almost out of time, but just in case Brother Malik does come back, we just want to thank our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, for this show, Elevated Places. And we always want to thank the Elevated Places staff, our sister, Sister LaDonna, who's working the boards, our technical expert, as Dr. Ava would say, and our sister Rona, helping coordinate our guests and all of the things that is needed to be done, timeline. She's just a great help for Elevated Place, and that great researcher who gives our study aides, Brother Bobby. You know, we just thank all of them for their strong support of Elevated Places. And we always want to thank the callers who call in and listen to Elevated Places, because without you, as Sister Ava always says, it's about you, the caller. So we always want you to call in. And we want you, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wants people to start, as you're watching him on every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, on noi.org/the time. The minister is doing a 52-week series on the time and what must be done. And he's saying, tweet it, Facebook it, have great discussions. And I would add, you know, make sure that you let everybody know that Sister Ava's show is on every Thursday. But I don't want to be long-winded, but we want to go ahead and try and see a Brother Malik. We can hear you again. Welcome back to Elevated Place, Brother Malik. Let's see what we can hear.
Yeah, is this better, brother?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, we only got 5 minutes, but, yeah, thanks, brother. Slum Malik, to all the panel guests. And, Brother Sanchez, you did a good job, brother, holding it down for Dr. Ava. And, Brother Robert, man, thanks for that piece of history you just shared, brother. Man, that was heavy, man, about the Malcolm X situation and how the minister guided the brothers and sisters around that, man. That was powerful then, man.
I praise this
that. That was really powerful, man. I mean, you got me thinking on that one. You said them, they was waiting on you, and they didn't even know you was, man, they weren't supposed to even know you was there, man. That's powerful, man. Wow. So thanks for sharing that, man. Y'all brothers brought a lot of light and knowledge to the table. So may Allah bless the believers. Be successful this year, and we will conquer, man, in the name of Allah.
Lake Salam. You know, it's good just to give hit a believer's getting joy from that which we have. And I would say to the brother, as we get ready to close, I want to let each one of you and be mindful that we will be cutting off the air. That believers, you have something in you. As Student Robert said, that Minister Farrakhan listens to the believers. And he doesn't listen as though he's just going to go ahead and make a decision and don't care what you say. He literally listens to those. He listens to everyone, people in the community that help him to understand better his mission and what God has for him to do. He values the words of the people. So never underestimate your call. Never underestimate your questions or your comments when you call in to Elevated Places. But on behalf of Dr. Ava, we want to thank you, Brother Alexander. Thank you, Brother Robert, and always welcome our contributor, Dr. Ridgely, for coming on the show. But I will give Brother Robert, yeah, soon to be Dr. Robert Muhammad, and Brother Alexander a minute of closing of anything that you want to leave us with and website so people can know more about and hear more from you.
Just, again, I want to thank Allah over and over again for coming for us, raising up the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and not leaving us alone, but giving us the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. But I also want to thank him for everyone that's on this phone now. I want to thank him for my sister Dr. Ava Muhammad. I can't tell you, brother, how much I admire her as a preacher of freedom, justice, and equality, and just as a human being. She is just a wonderful gift from Allah, and I pray that she feels better and that is better. And I'm praying for her and her family. I love her and Darius and them girls sincerely from the bottom of my heart. And I pray, Allah, that our nation will learn to love one another. Because when we do that, that is what Minister Farrakhan wants us to do. And last point I'll make is, remember, Torchlight for America is not for America. It's for us, the Nation of Islam. The time of what must be done isn't just for America and the world and the Pope and all them. It's for us. It's the time and what we must do. And so I ask us, brothers and sisters, to look into the mirror, not at anyone else, and stop blaming white folk for 95% of your problem if you're going to spend 97% of your money with them. It's time to get up and go for self. So may Allah bless you, and thank you, Brother Terrence. Thank you, Brother Dr. Ridgely and Brother Alexander, for your contributions to this and all the callers. We love you, Mighty Nation. Up you, Mighty Nation. You can accomplish what you do. As-salamu
alaykum. Walaykum salam. Brother Alexander.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to thank you, Brother Terrence, and thank Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ava Muhammad for allowing me one more time to come on our show. And I pray that she gets well. And I'd like to say thank our student minister, Robert Muhammad, as well, for sharing a lot of things that he shared tonight. And I do remember when we whisked him out the side of that movie theater. In my land.
See, he was there. He know that. It's the truth.
Yes, sir. But I'm looking forward for us building this thing. And I just can't wait to hear what the minister have to say next and what our next move is. But thank you very much again. Oh, and by the way, our website is edhbhome.net. That's www.edhbhome.net. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and once again, you have listened to Elevated Places.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new season.